BBC News with Eileen McHugh. The man widely tipped to become the next British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has set out the aims and beliefs which he hopes will propel his party to power. In a speech to the last Conservative Party conference before next year's general election, Mr. Cameron declared that he was ready. Naomi Grimley reports from the conference venue in Manchester.
David Cameron acknowledged these were testing times. He said the government's massive budget deficit would mean painful measures were needed, such as cutbacks in public spending. While the war in Afghanistan, he argued, urgently required more British troops. He told his audience the Conservatives were ready to take on these kind of challenges after years of opposition. But he said he wouldn't promise things he couldn't possibly deliver.
The French Culture Minister, Frédéric Mitterrand, has rejected opposition calls for his resignation over a book in which he wrote about paying boys for sex. Alistair Sanford reports from Paris.
It was an angry and far from apologetic Frédéric Mitterrand who appeared on the French news. The culture minister said he absolutely condemned sex tourism and paedophilia, which he said he'd never practiced. He said he'd committed what he described as an error against human dignity, but denied having committed a crime. He said he'd not offered to resign. He described his book not as an autobiography, but as a story about a life that resembled his own. When it was published in 2005, there was little comment other than literary praise.
The Czech president, Václav Klaus, has produced a further obstacle to the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty, the document aimed at streamlining EU decision-making and which must be approved by all 27 member states. Mr. Klaus said he wanted to make an addition to the treaty before signing it into law. From Brussels, here's Dominic Hughes.
President Klaus, an ardent Eurosceptic, has been holding out on signing the Lisbon Treaty for months. The country's constitutional court is currently considering a case that argues the treaty breaches Czech law, but now President Klaus has asked for an additional piece of text, known as a footnote, to be added to the treaty itself. Details are very sketchy, but the Swedish presidency of the EU says it relates to the Charter of Fundamental Rights. It's a request that has thrown the EU's leaders.
Officials in India say at least 17 policemen have been killed in a gun battle with Maoist insurgents in the state of Maharashtra. They said the fighting started after a group of Maoists attacked a police station. It's not clear whether the rebels have suffered any casualties. The Maoists say they are fighting for the rights of the poor. President Hamid Karzai's main opponent in Afghanistan's recent election, Abdullah Abdullah, has said he expects there to be a runoff election after the Complaints Commission has investigated allegations of fraud. In a BBC interview, he said over a million fraudulent votes were cast and that a majority of them had been for Mr. Karzai. World News from the BBC. Syria and Saudi Arabia have called for a national unity government to be formed in Lebanon after nearly 4 months of political stalemate. The announcement was made after King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia and the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad held a summit in Damascus aimed at reconciling their two countries. Each has supported rival sides in Lebanon, the Saudis backing the pro-Western coalition and the Syrians the Hezbollah-led opposition. Egypt's leading Islamic cleric has barred female students from wearing a full face veil at Al-Azhar University, the prestigious centre of learning for Sunni Muslims. Sheikh Mohammed Tantawi said the girls would be banned from wearing the full veil or niqab in all female classes and all female dormitories. Magdi Abdulhadi reports.
Sheikh Tantawi has made good on his pledge a few days ago to ban the controversial cover. However, the official decision appears to be a watered-down version of his tirade against the full-face veil as a custom that had nothing to do with Islam. His remarks provoked some angry reactions, with Islamist members of parliament calling for his resignation. Although the vast majority of Muslim women in Egypt wear the hijab, which covers the hair only, an increasing number of them have adopted the niqab, widely seen as a sign of a puritanical, even militant form of Islam.
The son of the American philanthropist Brooke Astor has been found guilty of plundering her fortune of almost $200 million. Anthony Marshall, who's 85, faces a mandatory prison sentence of at least a year. During the trial, Mr. Marshall's defense lawyers said Brooke Astor had been lucid when she left him millions of dollars. The millionaireess had Alzheimer's disease when she died 2 years ago, aged 105. The Nobel Prize for Literature for 2009 has been awarded to the Romanian-born German writer Herta Müller. She's known for her depiction of life among the German-speaking minority of Romania under the former communist ruler Nicolae Ceausescu. BBC News.